This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Paul concluded his visit to Athens with a powerful message to the council, which drew the following response. A few men became followers of Paul and believed. Among them was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, also a woman named Damaris, and a number of others, Acts 17:34. We might not think he was very successful, but remembering Christ's perspective, it was significant. One soul saved is worth more than all the wealth of the world. Surely the angelic choir in heaven was rejoicing. His time in Athens must have taken a fair amount out of Paul. When he went on to Corinth, he limited his efforts to those attending the synagogue on the Sabbath. The rest of the time, he worked at his trade, joining Aquila and Priscilla in their tent-making business. This relationship lasted for years as they went with him to Ephesus and then eventually back to Corinth. They were active layworkers in the church, often hosting it in their home. Paul's network of friends and supporters increased. He worked at building it so that when he re-entered ministry full-time, he could count on them to help. He needed such support as he faced opposition and often fierce persecution. As he continued his work in Corinth, God personally encouraged him as seen in Acts 18:7. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you, because I have many people in this city. Are you building a network of friends who can help and encourage you in times of need?